قرآن كويست. يس بليز.
قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي. آيات الله حمدتني، غمرتني بالبركات.
قرآن كويست، answering your Quranic questions.
الشيطان ومن زلاتي. آيات الله حمدتني، غمرتني بالبركات، تحفظني من همزاتي الشيطان ومن زلاتي. قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي. قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. To all our brothers and sisters, to everyone seeking knowledge, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, the program where we study the verses of the Quran one by one with our dear and beloved Brother Habib. Brother Habib, salamu alaikum warahmatullah. Thank you very much for being with us.
Wa alaikum assalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. It's always an honor and a pleasure.
Okay, so we go through the verses of the Quran one by one. We're on chapter 19, chapter Mary, and today we want to listen to verses 16 onwards. We have a few discussions about that. So let's listen to those verses, and we will be back.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمَ إِذِ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا.
And mention, O Muhammad, in the book, the story of Mary, when she withdrew from her family to a place toward the east. And she took, in seclusion from them, a screen. Then we sent to her our angel, and he represented himself to her as a well-proportioned man. She said, "Indeed, I seek refuge in the Most Merciful from you. So leave me, if you should be fearing of Allah."
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. So you just listened to verses 16 onwards from chapter 19, which is chapter Mary. So on verse 16, it says that a mention in the book Mary when she withdrew from her family to an easterly place. We're going to be talking about Mary from now. So what is this easterly place that God is talking about? And why is Mary withdrawing from her family anyway?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. When looking at the lifestyle of the people at that time, one can really get a picture of why they would go, you know, far away and you know, away from people altogether for specific times, for specific periods. One of those specific times and periods was the time of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the time of cleansing or bathing. And here, most of the interpreters usually state that the reason that Sayyidah Maryam alayhi salam stayed away, or you know, just went to an easterly place, and she was by herself, and was to actually worship her Creator. And this really goes back to the topic of place and worship, the importance of place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives specification to places and even time. We will talk about times later on. I think we even talked about it where we talked about Layal al-Qadr, the Nights of Power, in chapter al-Qadr. And here was a chance to talk about the importance of place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's this dua called Dua al-Iftitah, where they usually read it in Shahar Ramadan. So in this dua, there's this part, في مواضع الرحمة والغفران, or in place or time of mercy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أرحم الراحمين, at this time, or at for with these places and these times, or gives mercy to these places and these times. So thus, there are places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives importance to place when worshipping Him. And it's normal between us human beings as well.
So back then it was customary for people to move out just to worship.
Yeah, to worship where they're by themselves.
Okay, thanks. Let's take a break and we'll be back after the break to keep speaking more about the story of Mary. Stay tuned.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We arrive on verse 17 of chapter 19. Chapter Mary. So in chapter 16 it says that Lady Mary moved out, went to a place in the east, and on chapter 17 explains that thus did she seclude herself from them, whereupon we sent to her our spirit, and he became incarnate for her as a well-proportioned human. Apparently this is Gabriel. The question is, did Gabriel fully transform into a human being? I mean, meat and bone human being? Or did it just seem like a human being to Mary?
That's actually a very precise question, and Allama Tabatabai researched it for like 3 pages inside Tafsir al-Mizan, because it's a sensitive topic for them, especially for the philosophers, and the concept of Tajarrud al-Malaika and whatnot, or, you know, the non-materialistic, the angels are non-materialistic, and there's something like spiritual or something like that. I mean, like in the translation, because I know what Tajarrud means. And it's a very precise topic. Thus, he searched for it thoroughly and precisely. So one could review over there when talking about this chapter. In summary, the conclusion that Allama Tawatawa'i reaches is that the second part of your question, which was that
he just
seemed like a human being.
He wasn't meat and bone human.
He wasn't a true human. He seemed like a human being. It was like a picture of a human being in front of her. It wasn't a true human being.
You say that
I'm like, because our imagination, I was thinking like this in the car, actually. When I was sitting in the car coming here, I was just thinking like, our imagination is really, you know,
they can go
expanded
everywhere.
Actually, because of TV and because of, you know, sci-fi and because of, you know, Star Wars movies and whatnot. You know, just imagine like a hologram. It seems real, but it isn't real. So that's what how he tried to picture it, how Gabriel came to Mary.
So can you explain to, because you said that Anna Mutabata has done a thorough research on this. What are the subjects that are related to this topic?
Really, right away, what is related to it is actually, like how I stated, Tajarrud al-Malaika, which is the concept of the angels being non-material. And the concept of non-materials actually has to do with the concept of non-materialism. Non-materialistic has to do with the concept of qa'idat al-wahid, or the rule of one, which states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Thus, there cannot be anything other than one that comes from Him. like in creation. So it really has to go, it goes back to the capability, al-qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and irada, al-mashi'a, the intentions or
His will,
desire. The will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
All right, thanks. So that's a few topics that we can think about. Let's take a break now, and after that we will be back shortly. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verse 18 from chapter 19, chapter Mary. It reads, she said, I seek the protection of the all-beneficent from you, should you be God-wary. So the question is that typically you would fear someone who is a disbeliever, doesn't believe in God, and feels free to behave in any way they want. Why would you fear someone who is a muttaqi, is someone like Gabriel?
This actually question really comes, it's in the usage of Arabic language, in the shartiyya here. And we have many different verses like this. For example, and submit to Allah if you believe in Him. So it's like the verse that we have, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ or وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. So it means like, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you believe in Him. And trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you believe in Him. And of course, a person who is in belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the reality of belief. If you have belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's like pretty much stating that that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's Mary's telling him, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for I have taken refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you're a person that is in fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are truly a person that fears Allah.
So Mary was feeling threatened by this angel, by Gabriel. We have this in other instances as well, when an angel appears in front of someone and they fear. One question is, why do they have to do that? Why do they have to come so abruptly and cause fear? Why is it always, why can't they come in a way that doesn't cause
first
so much
of all,
fear?
First of all, we have to get this clear, that she was not in fear because she saw an angel, because what she thought she saw was a human being, a man. And this is a woman. Not only any woman, but one of the greatest women to ever walk and grace the earth. This is a woman of high nobility, of high noble stature. This is a woman with high zeen. This is a woman with high modesty and chastity. When a normal woman sees another man, of course, like we're talking about Muslims, usually we have this in Arab, in our, alhamdulillah, it's still available in the Arabic countries, where usually the women don't talk that much with men. They don't have that much of coyness and coy with men. And they pretty much don't have this, they don't have any relationships with men. Usually they are segregated from men. What I mean by segregated is not like their lifestyle is like, oh, I haven't seen a man all my life.
Absolutely separated.
Even though it's like how Sayyidina Zahra alayhi salam stated, خَيْرٌ الْمَرْءَ لَا يَرَاهَا رَجُلٌ وَأَنْ لَا تَرَى رَجُلًا. It's better for women to not see man, and man not to see her.
So the angel comes in the form of a human being. How does she find out that this isn't a human being, this is an angel? There must be a feeling. The question is, why isn't that feeling, that sentiment, why isn't
that feeling comes after
the
first state? That feeling that you're talking about came after the words that came out of him. And of course, by the words that were stated, Sayyidah Maryam or Lady Maryam was able to understand that this person, okay, he's not going to do anything that I was afraid of, because he was talking about like a topic of, I'm a messenger of Allah and I'm here to send you a message. And this message is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bring Jesus into life. How is he going to bring Jesus into life? By you. And that is the fact that going into the details of the happening or the occurrence or the event at the time, we're not stated here. We see we're pretty much talking about
general things. There might have been something like where she saw a man, which was the Gabriel, or what we're going to talk about, was it Gabriel or not? Then he might have changed form. When changing form, she would have understood that, yeah, he's not a man.
Okay, thank you very much. That's all the time that we have. Unfortunately, if you missed the program, don't worry. You can always download an archive of this episode and previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next week, and a lot of rumination. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.